Hey, best friends. Welcome to the third episode of The Teacher's Lounge. I am Bree, Honest Teacher Vibes.
I'm Rebecca Rogers, or Miss Rogers.
I'm Miss Southard. You didn't do your dung, and I'm disappointed.
Dung sounds like poop.
Do it.
Ow.
I'm sorry.
Keep your freaking hands to yourself. That's what I had to tell one of my students the other day.
She teaches high school. They don't keep their hands to themselves.
I teach middle school. True. They don't keep their hands to themselves either. Dung.
Class has started.
Okay, I just want to talk about Miss Southard asking, do our teeth ever itch?
You know.
Me neither. I was just asking.
You ain't got a lot of kick it, Miss Southard.
Apparently I do.
How would your teeth itch, though? Not you doing the teeth thing.
People have just stopped watching.
Guys, don't stop watching us. We're weird, but that's fine. Actually, just Miss Southern is weird.
No.
Me and Miss Rogers aren't.
I know. I think people don't expect me to be weird, and I'm real weird.
I like that, though.
What do people expect?
They think I'm mean.
Do they?
Yeah.
You?
Well, no. On TikTok, I think I have finally gotten people to see, like, who I actually am.
I like the way she says TikTok. Do it again.
Because I enunciate.
Do it again.
No.
Do it for the vine. Ain't gonna do it.
But I have heard that I look mean. Whatever that means.
You can't help
it. You thought I was going to be mean.
Okay, you ain't got to put my business out there like that. But I did.
There was like multiple teachers.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know about them. They seem like snobs.
I'm
like,
I didn't even say. Why you got.
You're really putting her on blast.
It sound like I'm just judgy.
Well, no, like I feel like there's
my own insecurity. Okay,
there's an idea that people have that when people gain a following that they're just, oh, they must be full.
Nobody
of
thinks, like, no. I mean,
we know
everybody's like, hey, best friend. I'm like, hey, best friend.
I know. No, I that's like the biggest insult to me is when people are like, you've changed with the fame, and I'm like, what fame?
Still the same exact.
I love your explanation. When people say that to you, I love your explanation
because it's so stupid. I'm like, I knew I was the shit before this.
Okay,
like leave me alone.
Miss Southard's like, just because you have followers on the internet doesn't mean you have fame. Like you're not famous.
No one ever recognizes me or Miss Southard anywhere. It's you. You get recognized everywhere, but like we don't.
Yeah,
I guess it's because I don't look mean. Y'all probably get recognized, but people are scared to come say hey.
Probably. Like I've been told by so many of my students that I have RBF. And like I'm just like, that's just my face. Like I'm sorry that I look this way. I
can't fix my face.
That's why I have to smile all the time or people think I'm mean.
Like, what's wrong with her? Why is she always smiling?
I also think that people think that when you set boundaries, it makes you mean. And as a teacher, boundaries are the most important thing.
Yeah.
Like
yes. With parents, with students, with anyone.
With your work life in general, not working until 8.
I made a video about, like, it was just a story time video that someone sent to me about how, like, the parent was upset that she was not responding to emails at 8 o'clock at night. And she's like, I'm sorry, I don't check my email at school. And everyone in the comments were like, well, that's what you signed up for. No, that's not what teachers signed up for. Right. You sign a contract. Like, my contract says that I work from 6:55 to 2:30. That's what I signed up for.
Yeah.
Like, if you give homework, first of all, there's so many subjects, at least in high school, like math and science, where the school board has assigned, hey, you're going to give these kids these packets. That's not a teacher choice.
Right.
And teachers are not going to go ahead and add extra hours to their work day because the school board the school board decided that they need data for whatever reason.
That, like, that's they don't ever do nothing with.
No, that they do literally nothing with.
They just take data for the data.
And I had so many people in my comments saying, oh, well, you don't love your kids, you're lazy, blah, 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 because I don't want to check my email at 8 o'clock at night.
The audacity of people to even say that.
Yeah.
They're like,
you don't check your work email, baby. When you leave and squall out the parking lot on two wheels, you don't check anything for work when you get home.
And they're just like, how hard is it to check an email? That's not the point. Like,
yeah, it's the principle of the matter. I'm not checking emails at 8 o'clock at night.
Teaching is the most interesting profession because it's the most, I feel like people, how do I put this? That's not going to offend people.
They just criticize everything
we do. No, it's not that. It's that we are so underserved that if we have something nice, people are like, How'd you get that?
Yeah.
For example, I saved and I bought my dream car last year before TikTok. So don't tell me it was TikTok fame. Right, it was before that. And whenever people are like, what do? And I'm like, oh, I'm a teacher. And they're like, how much are they paying teachers? And I'm like, excuse you.
Right.
Like,
okay.
No one says that now that I work in ed tech.
Right.
No one.
That's so annoying.
But teachers are
It's like, when did we decide that we were just going to be poor if we decided to work with kids?
Right.
And I just don't understand why people don't consider that an important job. Like, we're in charge of your children.
Yeah.
The most important things in your life. Your
Not
child.
All of them.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But I don't understand why people don't see, oh, they're literally keeping my kids safe. They're educating them. They're working with my kid. And it's literally getting the future of this country ready to take on the world.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I know everyone's like, private school. But the majority of people in our nation come from public school. No matter how much you want to argue against it, you're not correct.
Well, you know what? It goes back to that whole thing that when you put people in categories, you dehumanize them. So for people, it's like some people don't see teachers as real people. They just see them like, oh, they're in the category of a teacher. So they dehumanize them, which makes it easier for you to talk trash about somebody and say hateful things about them, which is why when we post pictures of us in swimsuits, now your girl ain't about to be up in no two-piece because I'm thicker than the Snickles. But I'm saying the people who wear two-pieces or whatever, people are like, oh, my God, you're a teacher. What if your students see that? Girl, you went to the beach with a two-piece on and you got a little thigh meat hanging out. Ain't nobody say nothing. Okay, so just because I'm a teacher doesn't mean I'm a nun. I can wear a swimsuit if I want to.
What I think is really interesting, and I've even had family members say this, is how do you get away with having a TikTok? What do you mean, how do I get away with
having a TikTok?
Well, don't you get in trouble? Who's going to get in trouble? I'm literally taking stories from other people around the world. It's not my kids. It's not their parents.
Right.
So I don't, well, you're a teacher. Okay. Does the school fund my account?
But see, here's my question too, though, is some of these teachers that are being told they can't make TikToks, even if they don't make them in their classroom, they're being told you can't have a TikTok account.
Which is
weird. Which is, but it would be the equivalent of them trying to tell them they can't have Facebook or Instagram.
No.
They
and
can't
no,
tell
some,
them
do.
That.
Some do. Some do.
They can tell their teachers they can't have Facebook
some
or Instagram.
Try.
They try.
Some try.
Yeah, I know.
What I think is really interesting is
absolutely
the schools that then try to prohibit, well, you can't have this or you can't record in your classroom or you can't do whatever. But then, okay, well, those teachers can take photos and post them on Instagram at school. Well,
I mean,
school
I can
clubs
understand.
Can have accounts.
I can understand not being able to film in the classroom because the perspective that was given to me was that if the school ever gets audited or, you know, once you start making money off of your social media, that it can be seen as you're making money off of the school because you're using their facility. Now, that doesn't matter for someone.
You know what my argument is to that?
What is it?
I stay after work until 6 p.m. I come to work early. I'm going to film when I want.
They don't care.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, you don't know what time I'm filming.
Right, right, right.
I'm not filming in contract hours.
But, you know, a lot of school districts are scared of the parents. So if they say anything, it's like, you know, but
how
I mean,
sad is that?
It's really sad.
How sad is
it's
that?
Really sad. But you know what? I think that what we do on what I think TikTok has done for teachers, it has shown people in the regular world what we deal with as educators.
Yes.
Because I have never seen, like, Instagram. A lot of teachers were popular on Instagram before TikTok, but it was for photos.
Yes.
It wasn't for videos. Now with all the skits that they're on TikTok, people see the things that teachers have to deal with. And I think that some people, it does make them more critical of teachers. But some people, I feel like it makes them like, dang, I didn't know y'all had to deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
but it also creates this idea of teachers, you deal with all this crap and you're not alone. Like, everyone does this.
Right.
And I think that creates like this feeling of relief of, okay, I'm not crazy because that happened.
Because I'm not the only person that got an attitude at staff meeting because I'm hungry and we had to have this impromptu staff meeting because Susan won't go to her dang duty post. So now we got to have an impromptu staff meeting to tell Susan to go to her dang duty post and we all got an attitude because I'm hungry.
And then Mary keeps raising her hand to ask all the
put
new
your damn hand down.
Oh my gosh. And it's the questions that don't even make sense. It's like,
that ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
They always preface with, this might be a question that I should ask after, but, and then it's like, okay, then just ask after. Right. Then just shut up, please God.
You know what? One of the principal, when I made a video, the last video I made, making fun of that one more question teacher, a principal commented and said, honestly, we can't stand the one more question teacher either. But it's one of those things where it's like, if you genuinely have questions, most of the time, the question you're asking, you can wait till after and ask that question.
Yes.
Nobody wants you to raise your hand and ask a freaking question at 2:50 or 3:20 in the afternoon when we're already supposed to be gone home. Ask your question after everybody gone, and, or you can send it in an email. And
some people can't read the room.
And the worst part is when they ask a question and then ask a follow-up question.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, are you freaking serious? Why are you asking another question, fam?
My favorite is when you go to like the back to school meeting where you get to see everyone for the first time of the school year.
That's always fun.
And then like every year it's the same. You have to do like the HR meetings, the quizzes, like so you're not going to sexually harass people or abuse people or spray your kids with pesticides. You know those?
Who's spraying my kids with pesticides?
You know, if someone had to have done it for to become a mandatory meeting.
Like, that means somebody, it's a rule, that means somebody did it.
Yes. And so then it's always the one teacher who has been there for like 20 years that's like, do we have to do this? And I'm like, you know we do.
Okay.
Stop the asking.
The same safe schools trainings every single year. The same four. Like, here they go with this ish again. You know what, though? Somebody sent me a story one time and said they had to do, like, CPR training or whatever. But, like, the portion of the CPR training that they had to practice is administering an EpiPen.
Yeah, we have to do that.
Yeah, so we had to do that. So if you're not familiar with EpiPens, they're for if somebody's going into anaphylactic shock or they're having an allergic reaction to something. And it's just this, like, needle that you jab into their thigh, and then, you, like, you push it down when you jab it in or
Isn't
whatever.
It like, blue to the sky, red to the thigh?
Now, I ain't gonna lie to you, big dog.
No,
I don't
that's
know
what
that
they
part.
Do. That's how you administer it.
I didn't pay attention because I was hungry and I was ready to go.
But that's how you make sure you don't stick yourself, because it's blue to the sky, red to the thigh.
I guess I would have stuck myself then. But this teacher, the principal, accidentally handed out real EpiPens. Instead of the pretend EpiPen. So they had like five teachers get stabbed with real EpiPen.
Oh, sure.
I would have died. Oh my gosh. Like, seriously, I'm like, I'm happy nobody was allergic to whatever's in EpiPen. Oh, can y'all, I'm telling you, as teachers, we cannot even make up the stuff that we deal with.
You know what's funny? If that happened in corporate, they would sue.
They would sue. And you know, not a one of those teachers was able to do anything.
Absolutely not. And those needles are big.
And they hurt,
and
man.
And they hurt.
Because most of the time, if you have to get stabbed with an EpiPen, you're not really, you know, aware of what's going on or whatever. And so it's like the shock and your adrenaline makes you not notice the. Can you imagine how I would have yelled so loud if that would have happened to me?
Oh my God.
I don't know what I would have done.
I
can't even imagine.
I bet that principal was mortified.
For sure.
County office was like,
why did it take five of them to realize something was wrong?
I guess they jammed them at the same time or something.
Oh.
So they were like, okay, everybody got your EpiPens ready.
Gives me the EBGBs.
No. I don't do needles. And just thinking of,
I don't do needles. When I went to the dentist the other day, she pulled out this thing that looked like a needle. I said, hold on, what is that? She said, it's not a needle. I'm just putting mouthwash in between your. I was still looking at her like, let me tell you something. If that touch my teeth and it feel like a needle, I'm going to knock you out. I don't even fight, and I don't want to hit you. But if I have a reflex, if you stick that needle in my gums. She was like, ma'am, it's literally mouthwash.
So dramatic.
I was a little nervous. I was like, okay, well, I guess I got to trust a stranger.
Yikes. Oh, talk about being dramatic. The copy machine.
Dude, I fucking hate the copy machine, bro. I mean, you got to have a whole engineering degree to fix the daggum copy machine.
I tried to fix it one time and I broke it worse. And my secretary was like, don't touch it.
Don't
touch it. I was like, I'm sorry.
So do you guys make your own copies at your school?
Yes.
Yeah.
So our school... I like
you
school.
Got somebody to make your copies
so
for
we,
you?
We have a copy lady. Like, she's amazing. And then we have
she makes all y'all's copies for the whole school?
Yeah.
What the?
And you turn it in at least 48 hours in advance.
Oh, see, I'm not organized enough for that.
You have these little slips of paper that you fill out, and it's like you
so
have
what,
to.
She just be standing in front of the copy machine for hours and hours at a time?
Yeah. No, like, that's her. So we have a whole room. It's a copy room.
At least it's warm in there.
Yeah.
for the love
you
of,
fill out
the it's Antarctica slip. In here.
Just, you know what? Y'all both skinny, and the cameraman over there looking like a bodybuilder, and I'm thicker than the Snickers, and I be hot. Okay, so y'all better bring. Pretty. I gotta tell y'all hot. Like I tell my students. You better bring a sweater because it's going to be frigid up in here.
I'm wearing a blanket.
Gosh. You're like guacamole, always extra.
That's You're like not
my
wrong.
That's my favorite joke. It's I like that.
Oh, do you guys want to hear the best joke that one of my students told me?
Yes, I'm ready.
Actually, you guys probably already heard it.
Okay, but tell it again because okay. We like your voice.
Stop. That's the first thing that Bree said to me when she saw me. She goes, oh, you sound just like on TikTok.
I like your voice.
Like, what did you think I was going to sound like?
I hate you. Okay.
People think that we're just completely different in person than we are on camera. Nope, we're the same dumbasses.
I was like, I'm probably going to weird Kinsey out because I'm just loud and obnoxious.
Same. I told her, I was like, you'll never get kidnapped because you're too loud.
That was what you said last night. I was like, you know what, Kinsey? We just met. You going to insult me like that? You know, you can kick rocks. But you're right, though.
The past 24 hours has been a just montage of, ooh, we're going to talk about that on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that every on the podcast. 5 seconds.
Our poor Uber driver, we asked him in the middle of our conversation. We go, hey, we're here to do a podcast. Do you think it's going to do well? He goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'd say it like that. Oh, yeah.
Like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I want to hear your joke.
Okay. What advice did the Italian man give?
You made a TikTok about this, but I didn't watch the end.
Sorry. This bitch.
Wait, what was my phone started ringing. What? It was a bill collector. I ain't got your money.
Hey, she didn't answer the phone.
I don't answer them bill collector calls, baby. I ain't got your money.
Okay, what advice does an Italian man give? Did the Italian man give?
Eat. I'm trying to remember. Actually, I think I did watch the end of your video. I just don't remember what it was.
It can only get better.
I did see that. That's really cute.
Bree doesn't get it.
I don't get it.
A cannoli. Like, do you know what a cannoli is? All right, no. We're going to go get cannolis after this.
We need to go get cannolis today.
I eat Popeyes. So.
But it's a dessert.
I eat chicken.
It's a dessert.
I eat chicken.
Do you like sweets?
Yes.
Do you like whipped ricotta cheese?
What the hell is this?
It's like cream.
No.
What? We're going to get cannoli. She doesn't know.
Do you like cream cheese?
No.
What? Do you like icing?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get cannolis.
Yeah, we're going to play a game called What Does Bree Like?
Well, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill y'all. Y'all, we're some fools together. I love it, though.
I know.
Seriously. You love it. Y'all are my people. I'm here for it.
It's weird that social media brought us together.
I know. Yeah.
Actually, it's Rebecca Rogers that brought us together.
That's true. This girl, yeah. Literally, if you tell Becca somebody you want to meet, she's like, here, hold my Starbucks.
Yeah. Well, so when you're growing on social media, like, you need a group of people that just get it. And I'm telling you, like, when I started and I just kind of sat and watched a group of individuals saying, like, are they crazy? Nah. Well, I just kind of ended up introducing them all and putting them in a group chat.
It's awesome.
And one day Bree goes, you know who I really want to be friends with? She goes, I really want to be friends with Tal Williams. You know, Mr. Williams pre-K. And I was like, all right, within 24 hours, he was in our group chat.
And now he's like one of our best friends.
Oh, I love him.
I know.
He's my person. When he gets stressed out, he'd be like, pre-K, pause. I'm like,
I love him.
I did that in my class one day. My middle schoolers were like, what is pre-K, pause? I'm like, you know what, you uncultured swine that don't know
you
who
don't
Mr.
Know.
Williams
you don't
pre-K
know.
Is.
Do your students now this year know that you're TikTok
yes.
famous? And
every
are they
single
so
one of them, like,
excited?
Are you that teacher from TikTok? I mean, they have like the crazy eyes in the hallway. And they're like, are you that teacher from TikTok? I had a literacy consultant in my class the other day. Uh-huh. And y'all know when somebody comes in she wasn't really there to observe me, but you know how you feel when the education consultants come in.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to figure out what you're doing wrong so they can. So this lady was like boring a hole into my head while I was talking. And I was like, I'm always nervous and forget how to talk when someone else is in the room. And so I was teaching a theme and central idea. And I was like, the way she was looking at me, I was like, she probably thinks I'm not teaching this right. So I'm like all up in my head. So after I get done, I'm like, all right, y'all go ahead and start working on your assignments. And I walk over there to her and she goes, hey. I said, hey. She said, are you by chance that teacher from TikTok? I'm like, lady, I thought you were looking at me because you're going to tell my principal that I don't know how to teach. You over here. She was absolutely precious, though. I Aww. Loved her. She goes, my daughter loves you. She's a teacher. She would die if we got a picture. I was like, Aww. Best friend, let's take a picture then, best friend. Aww. She was like, okay, that was awesome. My daughter would absolutely die if I got a video of you saying hi to her. I was like, best friend, let's do a video. Oh, that's so cute. I have no chill. I love it. I love my people. I have good people.
It makes me sweat.
Why?
Because I am such a like introvert. So when people
are an introvert.
Yeah, I'm very much so like I'm fine being by myself, you're hanging out. Cool. Yeah. And so when people come up to me and like when I was at the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Like because I had made it so known that I was going to be there. That's the only time I really have ever gotten recognized.
Right.
And they would be like, oh, my God, are you the TikTok teacher? And I would be like, no.
Like, maybe. I got a twin. That's my twin.
I know.
I can do that. Y'all can't because I actually have a twin.
We had orientation the other day, and I had a few kids come in, and there were, like, a lot of kids who just kept looking in my room, and they looked afraid to come in, and I was like, no, come back, please. No one ever recognizes me, but I had a few come in, and they're just like, I watch your TikToks, and they just sit and look at me, and I'm like, okay. Like, what questions can I answer about world history or the school or coming back to high school? Like, no. You must be so excited. TikTok. And they literally just, well, no, they don't say anything. They just sit and look. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Have a great day.
My middle schoolers are very territorial. Like, yeah. My kids, if they see another student from another class trying to talk to me, they run up, they'd be like, don't talk to my teacher. Don't talk to my teacher. I'm like, if you don't get out the way. I got like random kids, they'd be like, hey, Miss Richardson. I'm like, hey, bud, what, do I know you? Nah, nah. And then they walk past with like the crazy eyes.
Yeah.
At our sneak peek for sixth grade when we met like all of our students, a lot of the parents and the kids were like, are you that teacher from TikTok?
Oh my gosh.
I could see some of them on their phones pointing like, mom, that's that teacher from TikTok.
Yeah.
That's that teacher from TikTok. It's like, I'll never get used to people recognizing me out in public. That's it really is like cute. The weirdest thing.
That's it's so exciting. Though.
It's very like, fun. It's very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I don't think I'll ever get used to it.
We haven't started school yet, and I'm actually really nervous. Like, we start, I know this is going to air like, in a few weeks, but when we were filming it, I don't start school until Monday. But last semester, because I had started my TikTok before second semester started.
Yeah.
And I actually had like started out with behavior issues because the kids saw me more as a figure instead of a teacher because we were all virtual.
Yeah.
Yes. And we were all virtual. Mm. So the first day I had a couple of kids that kept trying to call me Rebecca and I was like, block. Like, can't see. Nope, I said, nope, you nope. have one, like, do not call me that. Okay. I'm still your teacher. Like, you cannot just, I'm not your friend. Like, I want to be friendly. Like, I love you guys.
My kids don't play with me like that.
No.
Yeah, but your students are who brought us together.
My
you.
Students.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were all in my comments. They were like, do you know who Mrs. Rogers is? You guys would be great friends. Do you know her? Do you know her?
Yes.
And I was like, I have no idea.
So who is this person?
My two yeah. semesters were very different. So I started my TikTok in the middle of first semester, and those kids just really, they still show up in my lives. They show up in all my comments. Like,
you have a lot of kids that are in your life.
Yes, all the time. And I love them. I'm my social media is for them just to make them smile. And so they saw me, they started out seeing me as a teacher and then I kind of grew with them. Mm-hmm. And then after the first few days of second semester, it was perfect. I just needed to really, nope, I'm still your teacher.
Yeah.
First few days. Yeah. No, you cannot call me Rebecca.
But this is like uncharted territory for a lot of us. Because when we were in school, can you think of when we were in school, if our teachers would have been social media famous?
Yes.
It would have been very, like, we found a picture of my English teacher in, like, a bikini on the beach, and we were like, ooh, scandalous.
And now I'm like, no, that's allowed.
Right,
like,
that's normal. And her name was, like, California Cutie or something like that. I was like, we all talked about it, like, for 6 months.
That's
it was,
so
like, the
funny.
Talk of the school. Like, did you see Miss Brannick's picture of her at the beach? She didn't even have no clothes on. That little floozy. And it's like, when we grew up, that teacher actually was my twin sister's wedding planner. And it was like, when we became adults, it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we were like, okay, that really wasn't as big of a deal as we tried to make it out.
I think it's
be.
Important now because social media is such a big thing for kids to see that we're real people, because you can portray such a fake. I know. Yeah. Okay, this is some tea.
Are you ready? Ooh, ready? I like some tea.
I know an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Who basically claims that she's a travel influencer, but she films everything in her backyard.
What?
What?
Yes. In her backyard.
Look at your Apple Watch, like, breathe.
You I know.
Stressed out when you said it.
Yeah. She has this whole, she's actually married with kids, but she is like a single.
That's her backyard.
Travel.
Look.
It's beautiful.
So it looks like she's traveling?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I'm just
you
saying.
You filthy liar.
Right? It's just so interesting how on social media you can portray this life that doesn't actually exist. Right. So I think it's awesome that teachers are becoming TikTok famous because it gives kids someone real to look up to. You know?
I think that's so interesting because there are a lot of just regular influencers who go and get those houses and blah, blah, blah. And they try to portray their life as so luxurious, even if it might not be as much. But then teachers are just to like, please just see me as a person.
Yeah.
Just see me as a regular human.
My net worth online, when you Google it, it's like, she's worth a lot now because of TikTok fame. And I'm like, where?
Man, for real though. Lies you tell.
I know.
Lies you tell.
I'm like, I think people think there's more in it than there actually is.
Yes. Yeah. No.
And my thing is, like, a lot of people are like, are you going to quit teaching? And I'm like, some people, their goal, they don't want to teach after they get social media famous. Bro, I want to be like the top of the top in like ELA. I want to learn, not grammar. Don't quote me on the grammar because I got bad grammar. I'm talking about literature and analyzing text, people. Okay. I'm not talking about grammar. Get that. Let's get one thing clear. Okay. But as far as like teaching central idea theme, how to, you know, analyze text, you know, word decoding and things like that, I want to eventually like write a book to help teachers with that kind of stuff. I want to create like lessons where if a first year teacher doesn't know how to teach, you know, plot or point of view, where I can create a lesson to help them. Yeah. Like, I want to do that kind of stuff, even if I'm like out of the class. That's like my end goal. I don't want to work at county office. Hell no. Mm-mm. And I don't want to be an admin. I want to be somebody that comes alongside and supports teachers because I love to read. I love teaching. I love education. And, you know, some people, when they hear, like, I don't want to quit teaching, they're like, so you mean to tell me if you were making like $15,000 a month, you would still teach? Yeah, I would, because that's who I am. Like, I don't want to sit at home and just make content. Like, I love my kids.
Yeah.
And some people are like, well, you'd probably run out of content. Never, because people from all over the country send me their stories.
Yeah.
But I just have no desire to quit teaching. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's interesting because I had to quit this year.
Right, yeah.
And I found a job. Like, my whole goal was not to teach forever. My whole goal was to change the world. Like, that has been my goal since I started teaching.
Right.
And so, but it's interesting how some people view that as like, oh, she became TikTok famous. She quit teaching. And I'm like, that doesn't pay.
Right.
I also feel
they don't understand that it doesn't pay. Like, they think that we make like millions of dollars or something.
Because I make about $1.50 a day on my TikTok views.
You for real?
Yeah.
Oh, I make like $10.
A day?
Yeah. Sometimes I make 30.
That's a good day.
That's a really
good
day.
What? You don't create content every day, though, do you?
No, I can't. I would never do social media full time because of my mental, like, I enjoy the fact that I can do it for fun and not worry about it.
Right.
I love that.
Right.
I feel like kind of going back to what Kenzie said about wanting to change the world, and I feel like that's every teacher's or most teachers' goal. But at some point, I feel like a lot of individuals come to the conclusion that with all of the parents, the admin, the stipulations, the requirements, they can't change the world as much as they want to in the classroom. And I think that's what drives a lot of teachers out.
But I think that college sometimes gives an unrealistic expectation of what you're going to be able to do.
Yes.
I also think that teachers are special individuals and that they want to keep growing and keep learning. And sometimes if you teach the same grade long enough, you're like, I want to do something new.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
So lesson of the day, do what you want and do what makes you happy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Live your truth.
Yes.
Hey, I second and third that motion. And with that being said, we're so excited that you guys have hung out with us for the third episode of the Teacher's Lounge, probably on like our 16th or 17th episode. I'm going to have to stop telling you the episode number because I'll probably forget. But this is the third episode. We're so excited that you guys have hung out with us. We'll be back next week for another episode. I am Honest Teacher Vibes.
Bye, my lovelies. I'm Miss Rogers.
Miss Southern. Bye.
Bye.